Once you answer a question, it determines what you feed on. We always win. We have already won. We are appropriating our victory. And that's what I'm asking. Who are you? Are you a survivor or a sinner? We have entered the age of the governing church. A church that feeds on the diet of saviors. Our native weapon is prayer. Out there with fasting. When your coast is too small, the scriptural accredited response is a fight. City takers are warriors.
Glory, 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 glory. Can you just in 2 minutes lift your hands toward heaven and just say something wonderful to him? Don't get tired. Father, thank you. Your good and your mercy endures forever. Liga baratusa batalaka. So stepronda kizashta pora de la xapatana. Luz que pronda sushta pora de la scapaha. Mante kos kishtapana. Lisushta pora talinda sushta ponda kitaskapa. Like ponda sushta pora de labo. You are good and your mercy endures forever. You are good and your mercy endures forever. Jepetola copra copatosa neta capra capatosa. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we submit to your government. We submit to your authority in this service. We give you right of way. Flow. Move. We receive your word. We receive the manifestations of your spirit. Liga raske patos kabaya. Zeshte ponda kilaske patonda kitas kapa. From the hall to the overflow halls to the online community. Lis kapa. Zepetola kombraktis kepetos kalidapa. Let it be act of your mercies. In the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for the utterance of the mighty. As I teach and as I speak, let my words go forth like the rod of Moses, swallowing up the serpents of the magicians. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let there be illuminations. Let there be multiplication of visions. In the name of Jesus, cause everyone to hear the voice behind the voice of the preacher. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, we honor you. We give you praise and we give you glory. And Lord, we use this opportunity to speak in this anointing. We speak over Nigeria. Leso praktiketo skepata. Jondres kipatonde skepataya. Lizo stepan teki paton skista. Zoriate paton skepataya. Lika paranon skistapa. Let there be explosions of your light. In the name of Jesus, let your intent come to pass this year. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the wave of your power flowing across this nation, visiting the places of authority. In the name of Jesus, thank you for peace upon our land. Thank you for prosperity within the borders of this country. We give you praise and we give you glory. The expectations of Satan are cut short. In the name of Jesus, they will not see the manifestations of the expectations. Thank you, Father. And Lord, we thank you because the church is waxing stronger. The church is waxing stronger. Over in this nation, the church is waxing stronger. It's growing in wisdom, growing in stature, in favor with you and with men. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Give the Lord the loudest shout. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome three neighbors on your left and on your right. Tell them something is happening in this place. I don't know if you can feel it, but something is happening. Hallelujah. And tell them that thing is the glory of God. Hallelujah. His explosions of his glory. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. But young man, God is going to use you mightily. Amen. God is going to use you mightily. God is going to use you very mightily. He's going to use you very mightily. His hand doth rest upon you. You mightily. You know, in the secrets of your heart, you've cried to the Lord to strengthen your hands, to empower you, and to anoint you. In your secret place, in the secret of your hearts. And thus hear the Lord. My hand will be upon you. Amen. Thus hear the Lord. I will exceed your expectations. Amen. Thus hear the Lord. You will carry my power. Amen. You carry my power. I see the harvester's anointing upon you. I see the anointing to harvest territories. The anointing to speak to authority and the listen. I see it upon you. In the name of Jesus, as you practice medicine, he's a medical doctor, in that field of medicine and beyond, the Lord has given you a voice and a wisdom that will not be resisted. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the honor that only God can give, he has placed it upon you. The honor that only God can give, he has put it upon you. Go with the strength of the Spirit. Go riding upon the chariot of God's fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, lift your hands. Sako Beru Sapata. Out of your belly, rivers, 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 let it burn fiercely. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And now the anointing is upon me from already. Amen. And that's the power of multiple services. I'm just imagining when we start a third service. Maybe we just make it healing and impartation service or something. Because you see, what is the source of the anointing of God's Spirit? His words. The Bible says on the certain day while Jesus was teaching, the teachers of the law were present, the Pharisees were present. They were there hearing the word. And you see, as he continued to teach, he got to a point, the power of God was present to heal. You remember in Luke chapter 5, right? The power of verse 17. The power of God was present. Have you noticed when we have total immersion, by the time we're getting to the sixth hour, the seventh hour, there's such an explosion of the anointing of God's Spirit. How many of you have noticed that? Now, if you read the history of our fathers of faith, men like Kenneth Hagin, okay, T.L. Osborne, even Roberts, you notice they talk about having meetings for 21 days. How many of you have seen it? You've heard about it. They're having meetings for 3 weeks. It's not evening meetings. They have morning sessions. They have evening sessions. They have morning sessions. They have evening sessions. They have morning sessions. They have evening sessions. Sometimes the first 1 week, they will not pray for the sick. They will not lay hands on people. They'll keep teaching. They'll keep teaching. They'll keep teaching, revealing Jesus, talking about the love of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, the glory of the kingdom. They'll keep teaching. They'll keep teaching. And by the time they get to the end of week one, there's such an explosion of the revival of the Spirit. And then you'll be hearing very strange testimonies. Testimonies of healings. Testimonies of visions. Are we together? Mighty testimonies. Deliverance. Mighty, mighty testimonies. The raising of the dead. Why do you think they do those things? Why do you think that do those things? You see, the power of God responds to God's word. Glory to God. That means anywhere you go to, and you see, there is no attention for God's word. And it's as though they are doing things. Watch very carefully. They may be doing things by another power. Amen. They may be routing the power of God through unaccredited means. Have it together. And that's very important. Or better still, you will not sense, you know, that tangible, feelable presence of God. It will be there. How did Paul take Ephesus? You know, our theme for the year, part of the scripture for the theme of the year is Acts chapter 19 verse 20, right? He says, so mightily grieved the word of God and what? And prevailed. How did he get there? He was so serious that occultic men were bringing their books and burning. He was so serious that men who were into magical practices were bringing their works, their idols, and they were burning them. Those things don't just happen by themselves. You can't convince. Listen, magicians have experienced power in a certain dimension. Have it together. So they can't start burning the instruments of their work. But something happened. Something happened. The Bible says, for the space of 2 years, when there was contention in the synagogue, Paul separated the disciples and took them to one school of Tyrannus. And there he taught every day for 2 years. And that the momentum built from that kind of release of God's word, no curious work will stand it. He says, so mightily grieved the word of God and prevail. Now, if you have paid attention to this, maybe you listen, maybe the day, maybe you have time, you're on retreat, and you listen to 3 messages. It must have happened to you. You see that no distraction, your phone is not on, you're not chatting. You listen to 3 messages at a stretch. Whether you are praying or not, at the end of the 3rd message, something happens to you. Do I have a witness? Suddenly the atmosphere in that room is changed. In fact, suddenly the focus of your mind is changed. Probably at the beginning, it was as though your mind was distracted. You're thinking about this, thinking about this, thinking about that. But you just stayed. At the end of the 3rd hour, you started sensing the anointing. Sometimes you start feeling the burden to pray. Amen. Feeling the burden to pray. Your heart suddenly is fixed on the things of the kingdom, on the affairs of the master. What do you think happened? The ministry of the word. The ministry of the word. The ministry of the word. He said, in his hand is his light, and in that place is the hiding place of his power. Glory to God. That means in that light is the hiding place of his power. Light is the word. Praise God forevermore. It's impossible to be a believer who pays attention to the ministry of the word and not have power. Forget what they say about just word. What you see, when you really sit under God's word, it's going to create a hunger for God's presence. Yes. Yes. It's going to create a hunger for God's presence. And that hunger will drive you to pray. Hallelujah. There'll be power. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. City takers, right? We are city takers. We are city takers. We are warriors. We are weapons. He says, thou art my battle axe and my weapon of war. With you I will break in pieces the nations, and I will destroy kingdoms with you. That means you are God's strategy. You are God's method. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are God's strategy. You are God's method. Oh yes, you are. He says, with you I will break in pieces the nations. I will destroy kingdoms. This should change how you see yourself. Glory to God. You are a weapon. Question now is, what kind of weapon do you want to be? Kitchen knife? Rifle? General purpose machine gun? It's too small. Intercontinental ballistic missiles? Glory to God. And truly, in practice, is the same thing. That means the kind of weapon you are affects what God can tell you to do at certain seasons. Glory to God. Like I said yesterday, there are people God will meet and say, go and be the governor of your state. There are people he cannot tell. At least not now. Are we together? He tells you, go and buy that thing. Now, it's not about how much money you have. The primary thing is about the fire in the inner quarters of your heart. Have it together. How much of him you have become. Oh, Paul was praying for his converts at Ephesus. He said, my little children, for whom I travel, that's Galatia, for whom I travel again, until what? Christ be formed in you. Until Christ be formed in you. So the level to which Christ is formed reflects in the kind of weapon you are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know mighty weapons are rising from this place that will cause havoc to the kingdom of darkness. Can I get an amen? Like I said yesterday, some people are like knockout. You know, knockout just makes a brrr, nothing happens. But when you drum certain bomb in a place, did you ever read of Hiroshima, Nagasaki or something? You saw the picture? They call it the mushroom effect, right? Le patuska, hontepo rebukasa. What entered the atmosphere is still causing genetic issue till now. But I think this is God's vision for his people. As far as havoc to the kingdom of darkness is concerned. Don't be harmless to the devil. Don't be harmless. Don't be harmless. Somebody said they are not going to the village because there are many witches. And I said, it's not a problem. At least, if you understand that, no problem. But what are you doing about it? Grow some more. Amen. Grow some more. Grow some more. Those fears are a product of lack of growth. Are we together? Grow some more. Grow some more. The more you grow, the less you limit God. The more you grow, the more dimensions of God you can host. You can represent, reproduce, and manifest. Is somebody with me? The more you grow, which is, they are down on the strategic ladder. In fact, they are not part of demonic strategy. When we talk about the high level of strategy, they are not there. They are executors, amen. But they are executors to a certain level. Are we together? Those who are just disturbable. They don't. When we talk about territories, because of time, I can't run through the organogram of satanic operations. But you see, when you read Ephesians 6, you see some there. When you read Colossians 1, Ephesians 1, you will see some there. You see, Ephesians 6 talked about principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. If our some Bible scholars tell us that from history, from study, it is said that there were some fallen angels who were too proud for their legs to touch the ground, to touch earth. I said they can't touch earth. They remain in the cosmic realm. Glory to God. Are you here? Those ones are the ones. Did you ever read of the Prince of Persia in the Bible, the book of Daniel? When Daniel was in a prayer of 21 days, and then an angel of the Lord, Gabriel, was sent from heaven, all right, to bring a message to Daniel. He says, from the day that you set your face to fast, to seek the Lord, I was sent. But the prince of Persia withstood me. That is not a witch or a wizard. Those are territorial powers. Do you understand? There was a physical king of Persia, but there was a spiritual prince of Persia. And that prince was responsible for their dominion over nations, over lands, over territories. At that time, Persia was more like a world power. Are we together? They had influence over territories. Amen. Glory to God. And he says, he withstood me and I couldn't come. He says, Michael, your prince, an archangel, had to come and help me in this matter. Now I have come. He gave him the vision. He says, I'm going. The fight is ongoing. The fight is ongoing. We'll continue. He says, and after the prince of Persia, the prince of Grecia shall come. You remember? The prince of Grecia shall come. And naturally, look at what played out. After the dominion of Medo-Persian Empire, guess who took over? Greece. Greece. Glory to God. Are we together? So when we talk about every territory has a demonic prince that try attached to, whether it's fashion, media, politics. You didn't ask your uncle who is a politician, who was a Christian. There were people who carried Christianity. When they got there, they were confused. Those are honest, will tell you that we didn't know what happened. Like there was a cloud over our heads. You can go and do your research. Nice guy goes there, and then when he's done, that's when he starts crazy. You have not been seen. You say, Uncle, I came. You did not do anything. You say, no, it's not possible. You understand? Forces were moving his mind. Because life is spiritual. And every throne has assigned demonic prince. Are we together? But see, it's our responsibility to redistribute those heritages to angelic princes. That's on one side. Now, second level, everywhere God has called you to take. You see, I'm assuming I'm talking to people who are not ready to just live a life of maintenance. Am I talking to the right people? All right, you are not just living a life of survival, just maintenance, let sleeping dogs lie. I wonder where people get this thing from. Okay, if God can just... I've heard somebody say, in this life, God, I'm not looking for too much. Just bless this, my daily hustle, and I'm fine. Have you heard people say that? That's when poverty has beaten the person. You know, certain things are hardcore poverty. You know, called hardcore. Kai, should I ruffle your feathers a little? Has your mother ever told you? Some of you came from maybe richer home, or your aunt ever told you, hey, at this money is coming now. You see, why are you paying 300,000 for house? Land in this place is 200,000. Buy this land 200,000. Start building. Boss cover with zinc. You can cover the window. Even if you can't put window, just put anything. Move inside with your wife and children. As you are there, you'll be completing it. Have you ever heard that? Let me define it for you. It is poverty at its core that is talking. Do you understand what I said? And in life, never do that to your children. Your son sees that it took his father 4 years to finish a house. It will take him listening to the gospel for some years to wipe out that picture. He thinks to build the house is 4 years. Some of our parents did that to us, and we have to erase the pictures. You may not like what I'm saying, but I'm helping you. So they grow. They were going to school. There was no window. It wasn't plastered. You plastered it. After 2 years, you're able to paint. You say, as you can see, we are doing it gradually. Can I talk to you? Some of you are laughing. You know what I'm talking about. You have to erase those pictures from your brain. You have to consciously erase those pictures. I know I'm touching sensitive area. I know too. I'm not exempted now. See, I brought myself into the talk. That is not in the Bible. Are you here? That is human wisdom. Created out of circumstances. And then you go on. That is what I told. I'll never forget years ago. Way years ago. I told a young man about brand new car. He was angry that I was talking about brand new car. I mean, we're in school together. I said, what are you talking about? Brand new car. For what? Why do we even talk? He said, why do you have to drive brand new car? One guy told me one day, he said, even though that I know you, that you're a brother, that thought you want to, you plan to do ritual about money or something. It's something like that. I didn't talk about brand new car with his money, but he was angry. What happened? I took him out of his boundary. I took him out of the cocoon where he was raised. Do you understand? He was told that in life, if you have a nice Tokumbo car, God has blessed you. Are we here? And then the pictures were painting. You went to the motor park with your father to transport to maybe your state or something. He went to a car, a nice taxi. It's 8-hour journey. And then he was there. Both of you were there. He said, there's space here. And then when they talked about the price, you were serious. They had calculated you are going to come back. And then you saw them carry your father's bag from the taxi to the 18-seater bus where you squeeze to travel. Something was happening to your mind. Something was happening to your mind. This second service, I'm talking on city takers. Your mind, your mouth, and your melodies. Your mind, your mouth, and your melody. Your mind, your mouth, and your melody. You want to go far with God? You want to do big things with God? You want to reach the fullness of your potential? You have to pay attention to those three things. Your mind, your mouth, and your melody. We'll start from somewhere and stop where we can stop. Is somebody here? You see, there is the gospel of our salvation. That means the gospel of the Lord Jesus was preached to you and your soul was saved. That is not the end of the ministry of the gospel in your life. No, that's not the end. God's vision is that that gospel, you will stay with it long enough to create, to forge in your soul an ideology for living. Are we together? What the church did was, after salvation, we thought the most important thing was to get saved and wait to go to heaven. We didn't know that the word of God had a second ministry, and that is the forging of kingdom ideology into your soul. Are we together? That means what God wants to do is that after you are saved through the ministry of his word, through the ministry of the gospel, he can do something to your mind. The gospel can weaponize your mind for takeover. I say that again. The gospel can weaponize your mind for takeover. That is where that kingdom ideology is forged. Oh, and that's what it is. Ideology. That's what it is. There's a forging. And the location is your mind. You know, the examples I gave sounds funny and interesting, but some of you can relate with it either directly or indirectly. God does not have a money problem. The problem is our minds. God does not have a house problem. The problem is the mind. The Bible says they limited the Holy One of Israel. They tempted him. They limited the Holy One of Israel. Talking about the children of Israel who came out. They limited. How could you limit your limited one? They came out of Egypt, but Egypt was still in them. I mean, men who were slaves, who were brought out. You know what he told Moses? He said, let us go back. He said, where are the onions? Where are the garlics? Where are the cucumbers? Imagine. Really? Onions, garlic, cucumbers. You know what they were saying? You took us out of our boundaries. You took us out of what we're comfortable with. This year, be ready for God to take you to the uncomfortable place. That was a complaint. Why did you take us out of what we're used to? And every time God wants to do something serious in your life, he goes for your mind. He goes for your mind. He goes for your mind. He goes for your mind until you are comfortable with what he said to do. He goes for your mind. Why do you think when we read the Bible, most times it takes God time for certain things to manifest? Not because he can't do it instantly. The people do not have the mental structure to host what he wants to do. Why do you think Abraham waited for too long? Because God wanted to do anything special? No, to get him to align. Still in chapter 17 or 18 also, Sarah still did not believe. That's after how many years now? When the angel of the Lord came and said, by this time next year, according to the time of life, Sarah shall embrace a son. The Bible says she laughed. She laughed. She laughed. Oh, glory to God. But in the process of time, interfacing with that covenant, her mind got to a place. Oh, where she could believe. She came to full persuasion. The Bible says she judged God faithful and received strength to conceive. Your mind is key. Your mind is key. Your mind should not just be left fallow. No. And listen, as far as your mind is concerned, you are not the only farmer. You are not the only farmer. That means you have to be deliberate about farming God's word on your mind. Can I get an amen? Didn't you read? Why the enemy slept? why the men slept. Men slept. The enemies came and sow tears. They are still enemies trying to sow tears in the minds of people. And in fact, natural law, if you leave a farm uncultivated, there are factors that will bring seeds of weeds there. Is that true? You know what that means? You can't leave your mind uncultivated. You can't let it. You can't let it. As far as your interaction with the gospel is concerned, remember I told you that God's tool is the gospel. He wants to weaponize your mind for dominion using his gospel. Rejoice that you are saved, but that's not all. Bring your mind under the dominion of this gospel. Deliberately for weaponizing. Do you understand? Deliberately for the forging of kingdom ideologies. How does God think on a daily basis? That's what I'm talking about. How does God think? Or how does he expect you to think? As far as his agenda, his will on the earth for your life is concerned. That has to become a pulsating reality in your mind. Glory to God. When we talk about righteousness, has it dominated your mind? And why is this coming in? Remember I told you last year that part of the skill set for reigning is the revelation of righteousness. Who remembers that? You remember that? Part of the skill set for dominion is the revelation of the doctrine of righteousness. Is there in the Bible, are these two scriptures in the New Testament? Romans chapter 5 verse 17. He said, for if there's reign by one, much more they which receive what? Abundance of grace, and of the gifts of righteousness. Romans shall reign in life. Romans chapter 5 verse 17. Those who receive abundance of grace and the gifts of righteousness, and the gifts of righteousness shall reign in life. The revelation of righteousness on your mind is an equipping for dominion. Glory to God. And then Hebrews chapter 5, right? From verse 13, it talks about those who are unskillful in the word of righteousness are babes, right? They are babes. He said, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. For he's a babe. For he's a babe. And the Bible says a child, an heir, as long as a child, different not from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Galatians chapter 4 verse 1. He says, therefore put under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Are we here? Of course, the context is about law and grace. But there's a lesson of growth to learn there. Hallelujah. Your mind. Your mind. Don't leave your mind uncultivated. This year, pay attention to your mind. Pay attention. You know the current boundaries of your mind. Listen, every believer's mind has a boundary. In fact, everybody's mind has a boundary. And you respond to life from the boundaries of your mind. City takers deliberately expand the boundaries of their minds. Amen. It's a subconscious thing. That's if you have expanded the boundaries of your mind. It's a subconscious thing in the sense that you respond unconsciously from the boundary of your mind. Remember the story of Mr. Ratantata. Who remembers? Mr. Ratantata. They were asking questions. Okay, Ratantata. Yes. They were asking questions. Okay, the question was, how long do you have to walk to buy a BMW? You remember? To buy BMW, yes. Yes, to buy BMW or a BMW. The question was asked, to buy BMW. Yes. So the engineer said, walking 6 to 9 months. The doctor said, walking maybe 6 to 10 months. Another person said, walking 3 to 6 months. Okay, I'll be able to buy BMW. And then Mr. Ratatata said, 3 to 5 years. I said, why would it take you so long? He said, because BMW is a big company. They were thinking about cars. He had buying the company. Why? That was coming from a particular boundary of mind. So why the head car? He had company. He said, okay, if he can, but for him, he can work 3 to 5 days, you buy the company. But he did not hear car. He had buying the company. You have 2 engineering students studying in school. One wants to go, he's studying hard so he can work in an oil company. Another is studying hard so he can buy an oil company. It's the boundaries of the mind. Are we together? It's the boundaries of the mind. When we ask the question this year, what can you see? Let the vision be broad. What can you see? And God is asking you, 2021, what can you see? What can you see? What can you see? Amen. Expand the boundaries of your mind. Can I get an amen? Are you blessed this morning? Proverbs 23 verse 7. Popular scripture. Proverbs 23 verse 7. Proverbs 23 verse 7. He said, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Thinketh there, you, by now you should be able to have said it a whole lot of many times, you should know. Thinketh there is the Hebrew word. Shaha. Okay, remember. It means the opening of a gate. It means to split open. Have it together. That means your thoughts are a doorway. Oh, glory to God. As he thinketh, so is he. Thinking equated with opening of a gate. That means the true gate to your life is your mind. That is where you export things, import things. That is where you expel things and bring things in. He says, guard your heart. Of course, the Bible uses heart and mind interchangeably in certain places. He says, guard your heart with all diligence. Why? For out of it, award. Have the issues of life. The issues there is not talking about this is the issue I have with you. This is the issue. No, that's what or problems of life. No, that's what that's what he's talking about. He's talking about boundaries of life. Boundaries of life. Out of it are the boundaries of life. That means your life flows from your heart. It flows from your heart. Glory to God. Do something radically about your mind this year. And be very radical. The key word is what? Exposure, right? The key word is exposure. Exposing your mind to God's word. You see, the mind acts like a womb. If you deposit a seed there, it will reproduce. How about together? The mind acts like the ground. If you cultivate it and put a seed, what's going to happen? You don't need to fast and pray. It will germinate, it will comfort. He said, you know not how. For the ground of herself, automatically. That means the ground has been designed, has been configured to produce. The same thing with your mind. When you radically expose your mind in the direction of your vision, you radically expose your mind to visions from God. And what is that? The gospel. You radically expose your mind to the ministry of the gospel. Your mind by itself will reproduce. The problem we have most times, we are not conscious of it. It's something we do passively. Just like on the farm, you know, some good things can grow accidentally. But can you trust that as a farmer? No, you are the farmer over your mind. That means the concept of farming suggests an intentionality. You are conscious of what you're doing. You are deliberate about what you're doing. You went to the farm. I want to farm 1 acre, and then you clear the bush, you cultivate, you make riches, you bring seed and plant. You don't make your riches and say, okay, the best of the air will put seed there. You know, the wind will blow seed there. You know, no. There's an intention. In fact, when you make the riches, you don't give so much time. Even when you are busy, you create time. Why? There's a vision of the harvest. That means with the vision of the harvest of the year, you are intentional about farming your mind. About farming your mind. You don't need professional advice. You don't need pastoral advice to schedule the cultivation of your mind. No, you don't need it. If you need it, then there's no vision. Once there's vision. No, have you ever seen a farmer who goes to the farm without the vision of a harvest? No, you can't find it. So what's your vision? Your vision cannot be produced without the input of your mind. It can't.
happen.
That means that vision will necessitate the deliberate cultivation of your mind. That is what I'm saying. Are you blessed? What comes in? You know, that scripture in Proverbs suggests you being the gate man of your mind. That means you are sitting down. Hey, come in. You can't see your guy now. Move. You come in. You go. You are standing at the door of your mind like a custom officer who allows goods that can come in and stamp contrabands. Can I get an amen? That means this year, what are the contrabands for your mind? What are the contrabands? What are the contrabands? Keep them out. What are the seeds you must let into the soil of your mind? Bring them in. That means it's not every movie you are going to watch. There's some you see, you just previously pass. It's not consistent with where you are going. Pass. Have it together. There are books you cannot read. There are gist you cannot get involved with. Be a scarce commodity because of the cultivation of your mind. Be a scarce commodity. Have it together. Scarce commodity doesn't mean you should not come to church. Amen. That you, your mind, what do you think is happening to you right now? Your mind is being cultivated. I'm talking about those useless. How could you sit and be reading people's posts for 1 hour? I mean, following, scroll down, 1 hour. You are not putting something out for people to read. You are just going to 2 hours. 1 hour is even nice for some people. We what is going on? That's even somebody recovering. 2 hours, 3 hours. I know time passes very fast. Let me teach you how to use the social media. Apart from putting content out, be targeted. If you ever go on Facebook, where are the places you get inspiration? Search them. That means what you should do there is not scrolling down, is searching. Who inspires you? Where are you going to get content for inspiration? The same thing with Twitter, the same thing with Instagram. You know the places where inspiration comes from. Inspiration for business, inspiration for your career, inspiration for ministry, for spiritual life. That means when you go there, again, intentionality. You can go there and be scrolling down. And so as I'm scrolling down, I'll meet inspiration. No, you should know the people that should inspire you. And search. Are you here? Are you here? If you are not intentional about your success, life will be anyhow. Anyhow. Am I blessing you? It will be anyhow. Like a farmer who left his land and say, by divine providence, something nice will grow on it. That's trial and error. It will end in error. That's living by chance. That's a risky bet on your destiny. Very risky. There's no chance. Have it together. Cultivate your mind. Expose it to knowledge. Radically expose it to knowledge. You know, I was reading a business book recently. Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Was I blessed? Oh, was I blessed? Was I blessed? Always say, Pastor, you're blessed by reading a business. Yes. It's a business book that is tailored for non-profits, tailored for NGOs, pastors, and all that. I mean, was I blessed? Oh, my God, my God, my God. I'm sure the cells of my brain were just shining and sparking. Choo, 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 choo. We like this, we like this, we like this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Cultivate your mind. And guess what that does to your mind? It expands the boundaries. It does. Now, the problem currently is not time. It's tracking of time. If you are here, as you are hearing this message about cultivating your mind, put a screen time app on your phone. It's automatic. It's usually here. A screen time. Screen time app. In fact, a lot of the screen time app, some of them even distribute what was used for what. You understand? So if you claim you're doing business, it will show you when you are doing business and when you are aimless. Amen. Glory to God. Have it together. Are you blessed? Expand the boundaries of your mind and be radical about it. God spoke to me. He says, our speed is connected. You know, how do I put it? The speed manifestation is connected to your speed in the renewal of your mind. Did you hear what I said? You want speedy manifestation, increase the speed of your mental renewal. If you're reading one book per month, when you increase it to three, you see the difference. In fact, there's a healthy self-image it gives you. And that self-image opens doors for you. Listen, you know, this life, there's body language. Korebasematana. There's body language. There's body language of someone who knows. It's different from a body language of someone who claims he knows. They are not the same. There's body language. And those things are the subconscious level. It's body language. When you come, the response is different. That's one of the advantages. Glory to God. You know, there are people who are still saying the same thing they were saying 10 years ago. Oh, bro, is God helping you? And God has been faithful. You know, this race is difficult. God is helping us. You are still saying that? And you are grateful that you are still in the faith. You are like the man with one talent who did not multiply it. What did the master tell him? Wicked, unfaithful, unprofitable servant. Are you learning? Radically do something and extend the boundary. Expand the boundaries of your mind. Do something about it. Do something about it. Do you learn? I practically learn a new word every day. Practically, I'm telling you the truth before God. Practically. I can't read without learning a new word. Or even an old word. I can't remember the application. I just. It may look as okay. Maybe I even learned it and forgot it. But something happened. Something happened. Glory to God. Something happened. When you feed your mind, it nourishes the muscles of your mind. How about together? It strengthens the muscles of your mind. It increases the tensile strength of the muscles of your mind. Do you understand what tensile strength is? The stretchability of a metal, right? It increases the stretchability, the extensibility of your mind. You know, how do you know the level of your mind? You know, when you are trying to learn new things or something, you don't know, it's just confusion. Quickly you drop it, say, okay, just do it for me. Have it happened to you before? This happens to everybody, don't worry. And that's to show you. And that, you know, it's like gymming your biceps. In the gym, the first time is not going to be easy. You know where you're going to go home with growth? No, pains. Are you here? But what do you do? The next day, you go back there. And then you keep cracking thresholds. Oh, you keep cracking thresholds. You keep the same way you can crack mental thresholds. In business, in career, in your walk with God, in your knowledge of the holy, you can crack mental thresholds. You crack it and move to the next level. You crack it and move to the next level. But say, Pastor, I don't know how to read. I'm not used to reading. You are sentencing yourself. Number one, that's against the principle of faith. I'm not used to listening to messages or listening to seminars, vision seminars. You have sentenced. It's even against the principles of faith. Have you ever seen when a mother gave birth to a child who came out with books and with glasses? I am the reader. No, everybody was born the same. You picked everything on earth. It's conditioned. Environmental conditioning. You have to be programmed for it. Nobody came out of the womb loving to listen to message or loving to pray or loving to read. He said, oh, you just love to pray. You love the things of God. No, everybody had to cultivate himself to like the things of God. There's a time if I pray for just one hour, by 30 minutes, I'm done. That's what else am I praying for? Why am I even here? All the prayers are finished. Amen. And then you feel spiritual. Pray for 45 minutes. I remember the first time I prayed for 1 hour, I think I was a teenager. I felt, oh my God. I think I'm the new man of God in town. When you go out fresh, I prayed for 1 hour. We have known God. Nobody likes it. Even as you grow, you still have to condition yourself to pray. True of us, In fact, the fact that you had a nice fellowship with God yesterday doesn't mean today your body will want to go in that direction. You are your hand will go to Netflix first. Netflix. But you have to tell yourself, no, we pray. No, we read. No, we attend a seminar. Glory to God. Is somebody here? No, we expand the boundaries of our minds. Can I get an amen? You are cracking mental thresholds. That's all. I told you the mind is programmed to reward you. Don't mean a place where you feel there's something else I need apart from what God has said. No. 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 Extend the boundaries of your mind. It's even for your good. If they give you something beyond the capacity of your mind, you're going to lose it. We have always said, all this talk about redistribution of wealth is nonsense. If you gather all the monies in the world and share them equally, divide by 7 billion people, and distribute it, guess what? In one week, if it's not even less than that, in 1 week, it will polarize. It will redistribute back to where it was before. Believe me when I said it. If you carry a poor man and make him the chairman of CBN, chairman or not even governor, chairman, control the money without presidential presidential interference. If you put him there, I've given him time T, he will go back to where he was. Some of you are laughing now. It's the same thing I'm telling you. That thing you are expecting, we learn it in your hand. If the capacity is not there to sustain it, you'll be surprised it will migrate. That's Africa's problem. We eye things through the eyes of mystery and superstition. No regard for knowledge. That's why someone will come to the office, complain about finances. You ask them, okay, do you give your tithe? Go and listen to Kingdom Prosperity Campaign and all that. And then he's asking, okay, what else? Amen. Are you here? Of course, in first service, we talked about warfare. We have understood that one. Expanding the boundaries of your mind. Expanding the boundaries of your mind. Be deliberate. Be intentional. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Glory to God. You are the custom officer. Do something about it. You are the farmer over your mind. So what's the vision for the year? And what is the commensurate input as far as expanding the boundaries of your mind is concerned? Get to work. Hallelujah. Get to work. Get to work. Get to work. What do you see? Get to work. That vision that you see, the most important factor in that vision is you. Is you. Become the person in that vision. Because that the version of the person in that vision is different from your current vision. I mean current version. Do you understand? When you become the person in that vision, it will happen quickly. Are we together? It will happen quickly. So it's not about what is coming. You know, in church growth, when I teach church growth, there's what we call the law, Roof's law, right? In church growth, there's what we call Roof's law. Those have attended school of ministry. Roof's law. We say in any church, if you don't have the required membership, leadership base. I know it. I'm just trying to paraphrase it for them. Leadership base. Membership gain will be equal to membership loss. Therefore, accumulation is zero. They had big meeting and people came. It's not. It doesn't mean they will stay. Amen. The law of the prime factor. Growth happens in the heart of the leader before it happens in the organization. And that one happening in your heart takes intention. You have to be deliberate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Finally, give me Romans 12. We'll stop there. Romans 12. How do you do this? It's simple. Make the gospel the Lord of your ears. We have said this again and again. We'll keep saying it. Make the gospel the Lord of your ears, the Lord of your mind. Let it feel everywhere. Let it feel everywhere. You know, there's this thing they used to do in the U.S. Army. When they want people to learn a language very fast, they lock them up for some days. And everything for those days is that language. If it's Russian, they want you to learn. Everything is Russian. You don't have to understand it. They only speak Russian to you. Maybe you go and find the meaning and speak it back. Amen. For some days. And it works. People come out. They call it... People come out of that place. Speaking languages fast. You know why? That's the power of total immersion. When you know there's no other way, this is the way. And this is what my mind should be subject to in this time T. You are fine. Are we together? Your current trade, what do you know about it? What do you know about it? You know, sometimes you can just say, that guy is just lucky. It's breakthrough that happened for him. I know when he was lifting his hand in church, it's just breakthrough. He's not even as good as I am. It's just breakthrough. Never you talk like that. Amen. You don't know until you meet people. Glory to God. Somebody asked me a question about pastoral ministry one day. When I was done, I saw the look on his face. He's a fellow pastor. I saw the look on his face. The look says, I never heard this kind of things before, number one. And number two, Kai, knowledge is true. Do you understand? Because you see, when you exhaust your knowledge, your result stops. Whether you're in real estate, fashion, it doesn't care where you are. When you exhaust your knowledge, and by knowledge, I'm talking about the knowledge of God, the knowledge of your industry. When you exhaust it, the result stops. You plateau. To move to the next level, you have to start learning. You know, when our church was like 200, 250, 300, maximum attendance and all that, I knew we did and did. What brought us there could not take us out. That's when I learned some of the big lessons in pastoring a big church. That look, a big church is not a bigger version of a small church. It's a different organism altogether. Lesson one. The same thing, you know, in running an organization, a small enterprise is not the same as a firm. Okay, or a national company. They are two different, or it's not a bigger version, sorry. Okay, that multinational is not a bigger version of your small business, no. There are two different organisms. Glory to God. That's first lesson. Second lesson is, the things that you did that brought you here, if you do them now, they won't take you there. Of course, they are universal principles, but I'm talking about practices and understanding that brought you here can't take you to what you're saying. So when you exhaust it, you go and look for knowledge. Are we here? Maybe you are singing, you thought when you just wax that nice song and put a nice album, nice love song, whatever your dimension of singing or worship, the moment it goes out, I mean, people have come to you and say, oh, they were blessed. You know, that's the deception of, that's why it's so rude for someone who has never pastored to advise pastor how to pastor. It's really rude. He has not started nothing. He's not helping out anywhere. Because they invited him somewhere, he ministered, people from another power and all that. He just feels he knows how it should be done. Really? Yes. And just say, I felt the fire when you're ministering. I've never felt like this before. Thank you. Don't let those things deceive you at all. For those of you who are pastors, don't forget about it. Amen. People fall for different reasons. Amen. Glory to God. There's a genuine power reason. There are other reasons. In fact, years ago, remember, there was a lady in church. I was tired of her falling. I said, please don't fall again. Tell her not to fall. Amen. Let's not go into the story. Glory to God. So imagine you, maybe she was in a meeting and you were preaching. The person fell and then you feel anointed. That's a waste of feeling. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I don't think I've had to ever do that since then. There are only two people I've sent away from this church. Amen. He said, Pastor, you sent people from God's house? Yes. Yes. I said, there's somebody else God has called to pastor you. There's somebody. It's not me. Thank you. It's not me. Just go there. But there's somebody else God has designed. You know this thing, God calls people to people. You explain it. You go over there. There's somebody. I will prescribe. I don't want to put anybody in trouble. Amen. You just go. It's over. Amen. It's over. I don't want to pastor you again. It's over. I've tried. It's only you God called me to. Amen. I think I've had to do that twice. Amen.
I've had to do that twice. That lady, her fiance, or the person they married and had children. I don't know if they married. Got pregnant for her children. Later came. Was it the next day that they want to come? And all that, I begged him. I said, no, say, God has called you because somewhere. Just go. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I wanted that person. Glory to God. What was I even saying? Expand the boundaries of your mind. Rise to your feet. I'm done. Hallelujah.
We believe the word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.